So around the time I started writing Looking Out For Me, it was super busy. We were doing some radio shows and we were doing some out-of-town stuff, and so it was very go-go-go, and I didn't have a lot of time. I spent about 3 hours one afternoon in my office in Nashville coming up with concepts and kind of like sifting through ideas, and then the deadline was coming up to submit the song if I wanted to be a part of the soundtrack. And so I was running out of time. I was in Minneapolis in the middle of a snowstorm, and I Ubered in the middle of a snowstorm to the guitar store. It's a place called Twin Town Guitar, really cool little guitar shop in Minneapolis. And I picked up an old Gibson in there, and I just went in the back to one of the amp rooms, and I just didn't come out until I finished the song. And it came out super fast, too, because I finished the song that afternoon in Minneapolis. 2 days later, I recorded it with my producer, Andrew DeRoberts. And then another 3 days later, the song was mixed and mastered. And so we turned the song around really fast, but it still felt natural. It didn't feel like it was rushed. It felt like it was just sort of supposed to happen and just sort of fell out that way.